Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 627.
Happy Wednesday, folks. What's going on?
I was talking to someone yesterday and they said, I'm absolutely loving your guest episodes.
Really?
Can't help. But because I wasn't feeling great about one of the episodes that we did.
Which one?
I was feeling a bit tired.
Ah, okay. And, so personally, not about the guest.
It wasn't the guest. It was our show. It was just us two.
Yeah.
And then we get, I hear this feedback where someone's like, yeah, your guest episodes are being really good. And I can't help but take that as your shows without your guests are just plain shit.
Yeah. As my psychologist would say, she doesn't.
Oh, what?
Okay, I'm not on that friendship term yet. Or like at least working relationship.
I'm trying to be respectful in regards to like if it was Bray, I would be.
In asking about did you get a mention?
No, it's actually not about me. I want to know about you and what they've discovered. What's wrong?
Yeah, boys, I've got to tell you, it's
What's the vibe? Does she give pushback?
No, not at all. I think it's just a takeaway nugget is probably that they're listening and so they're maybe joining the dots between things that you're not thinking have connection.
And when does she bring them all in?
Oh, I don't think but it's not like that. It's just brings up, maybe connects something that just made me feel a bit emotional and I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Do you feel like you're like, hey, you're manipulating my emotions, bringing this thing up? Like, do you feel like-
Not at all, dude. I'm in the moment.
So you just like lean into it and just let it happen?
Well, I'm paying the cash to be there. Yeah. So I'm going to lean into it. I went to the psychologist for the first time as an adult outside of a relationship. You know, I've done couples counselling, but as an adult, first time.
I'm just
giving an update.
Two couples counselling?
Oh, it's massively different.
You don't have to perform.
No, I wasn't performing anyway.
I feel like with couples counselling, I'd definitely want to you're sort of bringing a certain mask maybe.
Yeah. I told you I took the opposite approach to what you would do going into a situation like this.
What'd you do?
Any opportunity for my mind to create some kind of version of events that were about to transpire, I remove myself from.
I reckon that'd be George, don't you think it'd be really hard? Are you an overthinker or an underthinker?
We got Dodge in the building.
Probably over, I reckon.
How much do you think about the moustache that's on your upper lip?
I love it, by the way.
I'm just curious. I was thinking, my uncle's the guy that's had a moustache for 50 years.
That's what I want to be.
You want to be that guy?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done it.
I kind of want to shave it, but Hannah, my girlfriend, doesn't.
She likes a bit of the...
What do you think?
Because I look too young and it's the only bit of facial hair I can kind of grow. So if I'm completely...
Well, Happy Harry shaves every second day. He's got no facial hair.
To try and get shape.
No, that's what I used to do as a kid. I regret that shit because look at my chest.
No, I did something similar, but I scrunched up my chin to like shave. Oh, yeah. I thought that's what they did, but it's actually expanding the skin. And so I scrunched the skin up and tore... My whole,
I know what you mean. In the ads, he's doing this because he's stretching out the skin, making it more taut.
So I did this. It's not good.
You did the opposite. Ground off a bit of your chin. So, are you an overthinker, George?
Yeah. And so what does it look like?
I don't know. Now I'm going to be overthinking about this answer. I don't know.
What's up there?
Not much going on up there.
No, what's your go-to? What do you think about? What's your biggest challenge right now?
Coaching George?
No. If I was coaching you, I'd start with your classic.
What's going on?
How are you? I noticed Michael Bungay Stanier didn't comment on that LinkedIn. He probably thought.
Brand damaging.
Yeah, what are you thinking about?
I reckon the biggest challenge for me is probably letting people down.
Oh, really?
You don't like letting people down? I mean, who likes it?
No,
you're an arsehole if you like it, but...
That's probably where most of my overthinking goes rather than just doing something. It's thinking about how it's going to affect the other person to the point where I think it's going to hurt them more than it... Not hurt them, but it'll affect them more than it will.
I think it's probably pretty common. I was thinking, do you think it, if you were a psychologist that had a person coming to them that had a podcast where they then go and talk about the session on, do you think you'd like listen? It or hate it? Yeah, not even be, listen. It's like, would you?
Did you mention it to her? How much did the podcast come up?
Never mentioned the name. Wasn't wearing my hoodie. But I mean, you can Google my name, and it's going to come up. Do you reckon
she's Googled you?
Oh, I don't know. I do. I would as a. Actually, I've never been a psychologist, but as a PT, if I had somebody, I'd just do my due diligence. You know, just wanting to understand.
So did you purposefully not wear the hoodie? It was pretty cool last night.
I had a jumper on. It was nice and warm in the place, so I took it off. I was in a tee.
Okay.
It was but it's what I did realize is most of my anxiety or stresses come from this endeavor. No, but which is work for us. Like this is our thing that we do. It's, you know, if you work in a big corporate business, I'm sure that's the fucking cause of your stresses. But at that point, it's like, it is the thing you choose to do. And I also think that if I was in something where I was just getting told what to do every single day, working at a radio station or whatever it be, same feeling, just a different stimulus to get you there or a different level of ownership, which just made me think about how most of the shit is self-inflicted. So it's like being created by our own mind, which is the blessing and the curse, because the blessing is that it, you can sort of, you know, formulate strategies to fix it or to at least, you know, cope with it in a different way. So it's.
Has she given you any strategies yet or is
not
that
at all.
Session 10?
Hopefully. Hopefully, session 10, you walk out of there.
So you don't ask, like, because you're right. I would have some high expectations. I'd be like, what are the actions? What am I doing? What do you want me to try this week? Did she give you any sense
That's
of like.
Next week. It's lay of the land. It's just getting. Sense of you to start with.
What sort of questions does
she ask?
You need
four sessions to get a sense of you.
Just listen to the show. Yeah. What sort of questions?
I don't know, dude. It was just – we talked about everything from
– Does Amy get annoyed when you do something, you have an experience, and then it's like, I can't remember any of it?
Yes, definitely. But it's she's excited because she wants to understand and she loves it.
And so do you think that are you processing it then if you can't remember any of it?
It's like you had a conversation with a friend and you spoke for an hour and it wasn't about one thing, it was about 50 different things. And so that's what I think the other because this is probably the problem in my relationship with Amy. It's why she doesn't ask about the show anymore because I'm like, I'm cooked. I don't remember anything. It's also what do you need to know from that? So when you serve up something, how are you? It's like, or what's on your mind? This could be a million things, but it's like, which bit do you want to know? I think there are probably a version of people out there that go to a few things because they've thought about it, like these are the elements. But I told you the element of the anxiety, that was a formed thought after it about where your anxiety is coming from.
Do you think if you don't like being asked that, do you ask Amy those things?
Yeah, probably. She's more thoughtful than I am. She's thought about it.
And so, yeah, interesting.
But it's like, what we're talking about now is how do we communicate? Like, what do you when you go home, George? You live with your partner. What are you speaking about? Do you find any annoyances in if small talk, or do you just want to be with each other? Like, it's a weird one because it's like, do you do the small talk?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess we just talk about our days briefly, and then. We cook
it sounds
dinner.
Very formal.
Yeah. And then
who's taking minutes?
Talking about the day.
Bitch-bashing.
Yeah, bitch-bashing?
Bitch-bashing?
Yeah.
Is that Tim thing,
Ferriss?
Tim Ferriss has got it. Every Wednesday.
He doesn't call it bitch-bashing.
He doesn't call it bitch-bashing.
You just created that name.
What does he call it?
I don't know what he calls it, but every Wednesday he's got like a dialed-in time with his girlfriend or partner to chat about the things that have annoyed them in the past week.
We were laughing at the absurdity of that shit.
Yeah. And he's optimized his bitching.
It is so funny. It's probably not a bad thing.
No, we just talk about work for a bit and then we cook dinner and watch TV.
What do you normally cook?
Oh, curry, pasta.
You're on HelloFresh, aren't you?
Yeah, we had HelloFresh the other week. We need to get it again.
What time did that come?
It comes between midnight and 7
Dude, we got woken up at 3 a.m. Some bloke in a small van in our sort of, you know, our court, whatever it is. And this, and the, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? Because I couldn't see any signage. 3 a.m. he delivered the HelloFresh.
I don't know if HelloFresh have signed. They don't have their own vans, I'm guessing.
No, no, they'd be outsourcing.
They've just never seen them.
Hey, Sevs, I sent you something for you to look up. Just a little prompter with a little bit of prompting. So I was at Doncaster Shopping Centre on Sunday.
Shoppo.
Got my phone ordered.
Telstra.
Yeah, got a new phone coming, iPhone 11. And I went to the Coles.
Why is that funny, George?
I know, it's just funny.
Do you think it was – I think that you were sort of annoyed.
Let the laugh sort of linger.
I think potentially you sounded annoyed.
Don't overthink his thinking.
Well, I think that you were sort of annoyed that I asked Telstra not what the phone was, and then you had to – so then you were in a position where you had to say iPhone 11. Is that why you were laughing, George?
Because no one asked what phone it was.
It's funny because my mind wasn't there. I wasn't annoyed. I was just like, iPhone 11.
I think automatically people would think iPhone. That's why it was funny. iPhone 11.
A laugh's a laugh, guy. Even if it's at you. So anyway, ordered me a new phone.
What colour?
Well, I almost went red.
That would have been great.
No,
supporting
no.
Red. Yeah, yeah.
Supporting AIDS research. Awareness.
Mate, they should sell it like that because I probably would have gone with red.
What do you think
they
was doing?
Literally like, oh, you don't want it. It's red. They literally did that. No, it's red. We've out of stock. I was like, so you got any colours in stock? Red, but you don't want that.
Why?
Maybe because everyone, there's no branding around the red thing about the, where have you guys heard that?
So that's the whole
it's on
red
their website. Product red.
Oh, what website? Brand.
Apple.
Who's going on Apple website? How often are you spending on Apple's website?
A lot,
you say it's like it's common knowledge.
I probably once a week on the Apple website.
Yeah, because that's weird.
Spec out a Mac Pro.
It's actually a whole campaign.
It's
not even Apple. There's literally an organization, and so Apple or whoever partner with them.
Dude, I would have got it because I just put a quad lock over the top of it anyway.
And so what's the deal? What's the actual, it's like, you know, the McGrath Foundation.
Yeah, great calls. I'd go red phone if I knew this, but I ended up going the black. And it's being sent to me in 3 weeks' time. Anyway, I'm walking around the Coles shopping centre, speaking to the person from Telstra because I'd been to the shop and then on the phone to Telstra.
Why are you on the phone to them?
Because I needed to – mate, it's quicker to actually sort out your billing shit over the phone because they're not linked.
This is because of your leasing debacle.
Yeah, my leasing debacle. Got out 50% better because I was going to have to pay out my whole phone – $580, but they cut it in half because I said I was upset, and they said, "Yep."
Did you know about this, George? About the lease? About TJ's leasing?
No.
So Telstra and all the other companies have stopped this since, but in my haste to get the iPhone 10, I somehow signed on the dotted line into a leasing contract, which means I had to give my phone back. Which is crazy because you pay nearly $3,000 over 2 years.
But you didn't even know it's
cheaper a month.
And you don't get to get the way they sold it to me, all I remember is, if a new one comes out, you can come back and get a new one. Just bring it in.
Yeah. It's like buying a home and then finding out 2 years in that you don't own it. You're renting. It's just
almost that expensive.
But the great thing is, like 10% of people that do that, I think. Because they're paying back their mortgage. But they don't realize that they're only paying back the interest.
Oh, no, so like no principal. Yeah, no principal.
$350 a week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, no, you still haven't actually started paying it off.
You paid only interest only.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll buy a house ever?
I'd like to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, so walking around Coles and I saw a woman. I saw a woman taking a photo of one of the aisles with – I didn't understand what the fuck she was doing. And then yesterday I saw on Facebook Ruslan Kogan from – Kogan.com. Mm-hmm. Spend more time on that site than I would on Apple.
What are you doing on Kogan?
Nothing. But what are you doing on Apple?
I'm specking out.
Dreaming.
Yeah, looking at the Apple AirPods.
I do that as well.
Wasting time. That's specking what we're all doing.
The Mac Pro.
Yeah.
100,000.
How many times are you going to do that before you, like, you forgetting what cost it is?
Or you just want to see.
Oh, if I take away one hard drive, what is it now?
Well, the Mac Mini you can get for quite a good price.
Okay, sure.
I think we would. We're going to eventually have a bunch of Mac Minis here.
That'd be good. And
one Mac Pro for you.
I saw Kogan post a photo about
with the cinema display.
Supermarkets no toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Do you know? About this shit?
Trav's been talking about it as well. Trav's
been talking about it. So the reason I think I don't know about it is because I don't have television that is actually showing television. Yeah, you know, Channel 7, 9, or 10, or 2, or SBS. I don't have access to that.
Who calls ABS Channel 2 anymore? Channel 2.
Did you call ABS?
ABS. Did I say ABS?
You said ABS.
What's ABS?
You fucked it. You had a
ABS brakes.
You had the knife.
ABC.
And you were about to stab me and you dropped the knife.
No, I stabbed both of us.
You broke your thumb on me.
No, but Channel 2 is very funny. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
SBS Channel 1. All right, Boomer.
Do you remember 10-1?
No.
Channel 1?
Yes.
It was great.
It was 11.
That's still a thing.
I think it was.
They started with sports and shit anyway.
Yeah.
A lady took a photo, did she?
I had no idea. And so this is where I'm like, I'm just walking past and she's just taking photos.
Were you
of
not
the
looking at
stop?
The aisle and being like, well, that's unusual?
But it wasn't that bad. Listen, one side was full of produce, mm-hmm. one side was sort of like half full. Anyway, so I didn't gauge what she was trying to do. And I was on the phone to Telstra walking past. I'm like, killing time. Anyway, what is this? What's going on?
Yeah.
And I think it's only because I don't have a TV that I don't know. And I haven't been looking at news.com if it's been there.
Doomsday preppers have stripped supermarket shelves of toilet paper, nappies, and medical supplies. Tuna, pasta, flour, painkillers.
Fuck, I walked past the tuna aisle and all of the cheap one was gone. $1.25 a can. And this couple were like, oh my God, look at all the tuna gone. Ah, it must be because it's half price. Yeah, it must be. And so I was like, yeah, it must be. It must be half price.
Were you actually talking to them?
No, but I was thinking that. Yeah, it must be.
Is
must
it
be
from half Corona? Price. Is that why they're doing it?
Mm. Yeah. So it's Woolies, Coles, Aldi and Costco.
Have all just been absolutely
just gutted.
So people who have television and are watching hyperbolic headlines.
Propaganda.
Almost. Going and buying the shit. Are they actually, like, because there's probably a bunch of people, like, we haven't talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not buying, buying up toilet paper.
The thing is that we are not prepared for any form of doomsday.
We got eight rolls left in there, boys.
We can't even. We can't even manage our kitchenette. It's not a kitchen, it's a kitchenette. And we can't manage it.
Oh, the kitchenette here. Yeah. Sebs and I have smashed it. About seven cleaning things together in there.
George, you and George did it.
Oh, George and I did it last week. We did full.
That was a good
clean.
We
were growing the coronavirus in our coffee, in our Mocha Master.
It's ground zero here.
You said to me, now on the Mocha Master, right? The Mocha Master cost us how much? I can't even remember, like 300 or something. It was when Dill, fucked his hand. You were so adamant that, like, it's like when you get a kid, like a pool for a family and you're all going to use the pool. Like, the spa, are you using the spa still?
Yeah, I need to fix it.
What happened to it?
Oh, no, just dirty water. I need to.
Just a few chemicals and
so
stuff.
So you stopped using the spa?
Well, it's still going.
Well, maybe you should flick it off. Save some power.
What do you mean? You need to clean it. When was the last time you went in the spa?
3 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like this coffee machine is the same thing as the spa. It's really exciting at the start where it's like, it's the new us. We're going to have our coffee.
How's this new knowledge? It's anything you buy. It's like, you buy a soup maker. It's the best thing ever.
But I feel like you bring an extra level of bravado where I'm like, fuck, this is going to, like,
I actually kicked back up using it. And so I was trying to bring it back because we got a fair bit of use.
Yeah.
3D Dill drank about a litre and a half of coffee a day. He was an absolute animal.
Well, it's just the kitchen thing.
Well, because
I don't really use, I don't use much from the kitchen. Do you not believe that? So I do, there's sometimes Uber Eats bags.
Sometimes.
But in regards to cutlery, plates, I don't really use it.
Yeah, but I'm not pointing the finger at Sevs, who's the man who uses it most, and saying it's your problem. Like,
so do you think? So, Sevs, are you using it the most?
Maybe cutlery, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really use plates and stuff.
Because there was a lot of
my containers.
And so the problem that I'm facing is that I'll use a single piece of cutlery or whatever it is, and I, like, at the time, clean it right? The thing is that it's like so hectic there at the moment that it's like even doing that is hard. I have put stuff on the pile because I'm like, this is all fuck, right? I just want us to get.
It's always the guy who uses it the least that complains.
Yeah, because the thing is, the reason why I don't use communal kitchens or kitchenettes is because I don't want to have to enter into the drama that's involved.
Matt, what workplace have you ever been at that doesn't have an issue with?
But that's the whole thing. That's what I was explaining to 97. I'm like, you know,
because his first job.
I'm annoyed right now, but this is an ongoing. Because he's like, oh, like if we got cleaners, would the cleaners do it?
Yeah, they would.
Well, it depends. Some businesses, like,
yeah.
What do you think, George? The places you've worked?
Yeah, we get an email sent at this other at the ad agency I worked at. Mm-hmm. We got the email sent around about twice a week.
And what would it say?
Photos of dirty dishes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clean up.
We could do that.
Could I do it in a Slack?
Yeah, you could do a shame. Yeah, I think you could do. It's a bit hard to name, but you could do a shame in Slack.
I could. Because the thing
you
is,
you could take a guess at naming.
Or what about if we all had different coloured cutlery and plates?
Dude, you're trying to solve the Da Vinci Code. If you could crack this right now on this show, we could roll this out across every workplace
in the
world. I reckon
your pushback says a lot.
What about the
stuff? I just think it's like complain when you're actually in the mix of it, bro.
Well, so that's what. So I did the big clean. So
I did not clean it.
What do you think that was?
George has cleaned this office more than you.
The dishes.
So I, that's not true.
He was coaching you.
You dried five glasses.
And because I was showing you how to fucking dry glasses. I see, like, so he gets in at 7:15. He was going to be in at 7, but so what was the delay, by the way?
Don't know. Just left late.
Okay. So anyway, you get in. That's fine. Like ignoring that, that just doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. You don't normally come in early. I appreciate it. You stay late. You're a great worker. However, so then from like 8, I was like working away and I just saw like 8 until like 8:30, just like moving around and just, and then it's like the sort of, oh yeah, what's happened? Like, what happens with a cleaner? You know, with this, like, sort of like implying that we need to solve this by hiring someone. And so then I was like, I came over. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna help. And so I've looked at where he's put all the dried cutlery, all of the glasses, and they've got suds on them. They've got soap suds.
They're in the process of drying.
Mm. What's wrong with that?
They should not have soap suds at the drying stage.
You rinsing them or what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really, sort of a little bit.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, dirt. It's going to come off.
Yeah.
No, because the thing is, look at how streaky, like every single time.
Are you in the arena, Josh?
So this is the thing, I am in the arena. That's why I'm talking about it.
Are you in the arena? Do you do your washing at home? Do you?
Well, this is what I was saying
to 97. Do you wash for your family?
This is what I was saying. I was annoyed to 97. I'm like, I don't even really do this much. Like, I'm the last person that should be lecturing. And so this is a low moment for you. But I'm going to teach you how to dry. Like, I'm going from my school camp days when they teach you how to fucking dry a glass. But I just feel
It was a real bonding experience between George and I. We had a good time, didn't we?
I loved it. I had a great
time.
It was
nice. Well, yeah. George actually likes doing the dishes.
Do you like doing it? Yeah, I do actually.
You had a shit time.
Yeah, I had a shit time.
I mean, do we find a gronk that comes in just to
No, help? Just do it yourself.
But I do.
You fucking don't. And that's like, if you think you do it.
All right, so
you can say, all right, so this is the thing. I don't do it all the time. I definitely don't.
Have you cleaned the toilet in this building?
Yeah, I have. I definitely. No,
you actually need a roster.
That's right.
No, but the thing is that I have. Yeah, like, how do you think it stays clean? I fucking put the shit out. Like, do you not understand that I actually do that? How do you think it happens?
It's fine. Yeah, you clean the toilet. It's all good.
I do. 100% do. But the thing
with
is
it a sponge. Is it a clean or is it maintenance?
Yeah, he maintains it.
Because you're maintaining versus the floor. You don't clean the floor.
No. But who the fuck cleans the floor? I don't know the last time we've cleaned the floor.
Tommy cleans the floor.
I've mopped it 3 times.
We've been here for 2 years.
Yeah. No, we haven't been here for 2 years. You outrageous.
We've been here for a year and a half.
We've been here for just not even a year.
3 times in a year seems low.
Dill was getting it done. I've mopped it 3 times at least.
You've done the kitchen as well. You mopped the kitchen.
Yeah. I'm pulling my
The thing is, I just, how did we, like the Mocha Master could have been fucked by just having coffee sitting in it for more than a week.
Are you serious? Fucked.
I just think
the filter, as in the paper.
No, not just the filter, the actual, mate, so there was that. Nothing. But there was also it. The glass was filled nothing's with coffee. With I just feel the reason I bring it up is because I want us to start doing stuff. Like, because the thing is, if I'm in the wrong, yeah. I want it to be very clear. I realize that Uber, I will say, Uber Eats bags, I need to get better at. The problem is that what's been happening is I put them there with the idea that I will take them down at the end of the day and do a bag run. The thing is, the way that the kitchenette is set up.
Have you ever put the bins out of this premises?
It's not my fucking job.
No, you're actually.
No, that specifically is not my job.
Why? Why is that not your job?
Because you get the automated calendar invite.
Yeah, everyone gets the invite.
I don't.
No,
because it's not my job.
Are you not on that?
No, it's not. I don't get it.
You definitely get
it. Is he on that?
I think I deleted it.
And didn't send the notification. So the thing is,
I don't get that. I don't need that. I got it at the start and then I don't, no longer.
Can you check it?
You're the one who complains about a smelly garage.
I don't understand why we're in this world of I can't complain when I'm here.
It's Brené Brown season, unless you're in the arena.
So my point is, in regards to the cutlery, the plates, the bowls, all of that sort of shit, even if I contributed 20%, there is a fuck ton of stuff there. What solution? All I want is, what is the solution that we can create so that it's not a problem? And so,
as I said, you're solving the Da Vinci Code because there's a reason an email is sent out twice a week.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, the instant one is if you had a dishwasher, it'd be solved.
This is what 97 said. Oh, hopefully we get a dishwasher. No, then the dishwasher won't get emptied.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
It's, well, that's our problem at this ad agency. Uh-huh. I can say that.
Yeah.
You really struggle with that ad agency, don't you? Yeah. You're going to leave that place.
But just wash up your dishes once you're done.
And that's the whole thing.
So what happens on Fat Fridays?
So Fat Fridays, I believe, is the biggest issue around this.
Yeah.
I'll do it if I'm here.
And so I think that that's a thing. I think
George.
No. I think that what has happened previously is we've put it on like, we're acting as if we're a bigger business. And it's like when we're doing stuff, I think there is a bit of this.
We're acting as a big business perfectly because –
well, there's exactly. But I guess that's the point. I think that part of it is
the founder losing his shit over low-level problems.
No, but I think that it's like it spreads. It becomes like that there is a reflection of everything else. And so do you not agree? Do you actually not agree?
I just think it's outrageous.
What's the outrageous bit?
That you complain so hard and chip in so little.
But the thing is.
It's what they're both thinking.
What are you thinking, George? I'm just saying it.
That's just a well-worded call.
See, I had the knife and I drove it in and I twisted it.
But the thing is that what we're forgetting, this is what we're forgetting. I don't use the cutlery and the plates and the bowls. That has been, you can ask Envato, you can ask Southern Cross Austereo.
We got to email Envato.
No, specifically, I do not use communal things policy. Yeah. Because I just don't want to have to enter into
it. It's the total, it's not my problem. I've washed other people's dishes here plenty of times. I don't care.
It's easy though. I wash your mug. The mug.
I've washed his mug plenty of times.
Don't touch my fucking mug. I'll wash my mug. The thing is, I can handle, I only drink out of my mug, my one mug.
And your Voss bottle.
And my Voss bottle. Because it makes shit real easy.
I mean, it made me smell your Voss bottle the other day. That wasn't good.
Yeah, well, because I cleaned it this morning.
Yeah, you had no business with your nose in that. Far out.
And it smelled like chlorine.
It's amazing time where we can capture these meltdowns on really great quality cameras. I think your friend actually had a point. Guest episodes are great.
No, I think it's good to. I think that we
anyway. Are we going to? Is this a serious thing about the doomsday, like having to get these supplies? Like are they selling more now? Are they stocking back up or is it all out of stock from what you've read, Sev?
Well, so one of the Kimberly Clark is one of the manufacturers of the toilet paper. They've moved their production manufacturing to South Australia.
From China?
Is that, yeah. Okay. So they're sort of like diversifying their manufacturing so they can handle if anything happens or if they can't get the right amount of stuck in supply from China.
Mm. I mean, we could be paying per sheet $7.
You're a big sheet guy. I use a fair bit.
Yeah, I like to sort of lay it. We've never spoken about that, have we? Folder or scruncher? Wrap around the hand and then sort of like take your fingers out and have a nice sort of
mix. But the
you know what I mean?
Just one last thing on the kitchenette.
Is this like me not knowing what I spoke about to my psychologist? Do you not know how you wipe your ass?
Well, no, I had a little bit of regret after the Hamish chat because I felt like there was very heavy. I remember I kept repeating in my head how I said gooch on the show.
That sounded funny. You said it.
Gooch. But anyway.
It's funny.
I don't know. But what I do know is I think that getting a security camera in the kitchen that we can easily place times where things are being left.
Great.
I think that that would do wonders.
Yeah.
I mean, so do we move a nest?
Can you look up this, Sev, ways to solve
kitchens?
Workplace communal kitchen disasters.
Disasters.
What about like on Slack, every day, whoever's the last to leave takes a photo of the kitchen?
Because you're going to leave early.
And Sebs is here and always the latest. Yeah. And George could be runner-up.
What about
the
first person? The first person to leave takes a photo. That's
good. Then it's just you keeping
happy to take a photo.
I guess that isolates who's going to make a mess if afterwards.
Well, because the thing is, if we know every day, then we can be like, we can ask ourselves, oh, did we eat? Like, you think about it. When do I actually use cutlery? When do I actually use cutlery or plates?
Or us?
No, me. When do I, in all seriousness, how often do you see me do it? In all seriousness.
I don't know. Whenever we do Fat Fridays, which is then when the disaster happens. So if you refuse to be a part of any help when we do, as a team, get food, it's always going to be the disaster.
But the thing is, you guys are taking like the Fat Fridays thing.
I gave us an out on this conversation.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
The first one, consider giving someone ownership. Josh, do you want to lead it?
No. That's what I was saying. What I said to you is I don't need to lead everything. Can someone else fucking lead the kitchen?
The second one, establish clear rules and post them.
Yeah, I like that.
Step three, hire someone.
Yeah, or go straight to step three. Yeah, hire. What's a really sort of...
Try offering a reward.
A title for someone who head of...
Well, 97 kept bringing up, like, he was like, oh, like, would an office manager, like, he's trying to work out who the fuck does
this.
No,
I'm just curious. Like,
does Amy look after the kitchen?
I'm trying to work out a system and a process. Like, what do people do in a big corporation?
Yeah, so this is some of them, they do a rotation, like a roster, but then people are like, oh, do you mind if I'm out, so can you jump in and do that? And then that just shits the bed because then it ends up falling on the office manager. Or
you just don't use it. Like, do we just have to accept the fact that because if we're all going in, I'll just start using it.
We had two dishwashers at our work and they tried to do something like fun to make everyone use the dishwasher. So they put, instead of putting clean and dirty signs on, they put yay and nay.
Oh, yeah.
But no one could figure out which one was, like, what does yay mean?
So yay's clean. Surely.
Well, they had to change it because everyone was doing it wrong.
I mean, it's a, I just want it to be easy.
If you've had any solutions at your workplace, let us know, please.
Do we need, because I was thinking of a laminator. Do we need to get a laminator? Because I nearly got an index card and wrote a sign and put it on there. But I reckon the key for this is, you use something, the next step is it does not go into the sink. It gets washed, rinsed, and I believe washing and rinsing are different things. Do we agree? Do you think that washing and rinsing is different?
Yeah, but I think this is we're getting into the too fine detail.
At least they got washed today.
Yeah, appreciate that.
But look at how aggravated.
It nearly broke the man. Broke the guy.
But look at the discussion.
It'll be the downfall of the business. Yeah.
Well, we spoke about it. We were doing it for an hour.
Did you? God, you guys.
Like two people for an hour.
How does it take that long?
You went there for an hour.
This is
how long were you there? How long were you there for?
I was there for an hour.
Why did it take you an hour?
Because you were there.
Some funny lines coming from Sam's today.
I had to go through. Anyway, all right, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, but if you have just enjoyed guest episodes, don't tell Josh.
Yeah, but also if you're listening, screen grab right now and share it on Instagram. Maybe any tips in regards to what we can do.
Send us a photo of your kitchen at work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what are other gronks doing? Yes.
If there's a real dirty kitchen at work, send it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then
send it. Then we have perspective.
Yeah, because it might not be that bad.
I don't know if that's the standard we're going for. Send us minimal kitchens. Kanye and Kim, they're not using their kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, they've got someone. They've hired someone.
Yeah. Full staff.
I think Kim uses Uber Eats, doesn't she?
70 yeah, butlers. Right.
She would.
Yeah.
She's in the ad. That was the show as well. Yeah.
But she filmed in America, Herbert, which was interesting.
Did she?
Yeah.
Which made, that makes sense.
There was no, they weren't ever in the same room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's clever.
Interesting.
All right. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.